The governor of Missouri is getting actively involved in helping the beef cattle industry grow in the Show Me State. Governor Jay Nixon convened a summit on Monday to discuss opportunities to maximize the potential of Missouri's beef cattle industry.
It's really about us as a country making sure that we are living up to our responsibility to feed, fuel, and clothe the world. The marketplace is an international one. I think of this whole thing in basically three words: finish, harvest, brand.
Nixon says Missouri has regained its position as the second largest cow-calf state in the country, but it ranks ninth in cattle value.
Once again, second in the nation in number of cow-calves, but ninth in cattle value. Missouri generates approximately $1.9 billion annually in cash receipts for cattle. $1.9 billion, almost $2 billion. That sounds like a lot of money, and it is, but guess what? Our neighboring states that don't have as many cow-calf pairs, generate far more through their cattle operations. Iowa has half as many beef cows as we do, but generates more than double the income. Kansas cattle ranchers earn annual receipts of $7.8 billion a year. Nebraska comes in at a whopping $10.3 billion a year. So what are they doing to rocket up the value of the chain while we stayed steady? I think we all know the answer. These states feed and finish and slaughter far more cattle than we do in Missouri. Analogize it over to a row crop. What we're doing with cattle right now in this state, basically, if you had a corn plant, is you're growing it up. As soon as it tassels, you dig it up, put it on a flatbed truck, and drive it to another state. We need to figure out a way where we can finish more here. And while we're at it, we need to look at ways that we can value add.
Topics at the Beef Cattle Summit included the feasibility of building and operating a large-scale packing plant in Missouri and expanding the number of in-state feeding facilities.
People still around the world, when they really want a good steak, they order a Kansas City strip. There's absolutely no reason why we cannot brand other cuts that are specific to Missouri. Absolutely no reason why we can't brand and prepare certain cuts so we can present Missouri to the world as a place where you get sustainable protein raised and transported in a cost-effective way, and you get specialty cuts second to none.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.